taking our medicine. God knows us as He created us, perfect and innocent now and forever. Our mistakes don't change our eternal essence, and it's that which the Father knows and loves. Our prayer for healing, for atonement, for correction, is a prayer to be healed of our own forgetfulness. We pray to be reminded of who we really are, so our thoughts and behavior no longer reflect a dissociation from our divine self. We can pray every day, before every meeting, every encounter, that we will be our best, that we won't be thrown off our center by fear and ego. And afterward, we can surrender every aspect of what occurred, what we felt, what we did, what we're ashamed of, what we're angry about, or feeling hopeful about. We can't fix ourselves, and we don't have to. According to the Course in Miracles, while good intentions are not enough, our willingness is everything. When we are willing to open ourselves completely to God, showing Him our darkness as well as our light, His Spirit enters us at deeper levels than any worldly force could penetrate. Then, and only then, are we changed on causal levels of consciousness, genuinely freed of the patterns that have held us back. We don't like it when a doctor rushes in for an appointment, spends 5 minutes with us, and then rushes out. How could he or she possibly understand our situation, the subtle nuances of our predicament? Yet we rush in and out of an appointment with the divine physician all the time. We dip in for a prayer here, a bit of meditation there. We read a book of inspirational poems or sayings. We do seminars or go to weekend retreats. But only a continuous change in the way we think is enough to guarantee a real spiritual healing. It is not enough to get naked with God every once in a while. We must present ourselves authentically to Him, not just sometimes, but all the time. Not just every hour, but every moment of every day. We can open our hearts so much that all fear will melt away. We can live in a continuous communion with God, in which every perception, every possible thing, is constantly surrendered for His blessing and review. When we are radically available to Him, we will find Him radically available to us. Mercy. Sometimes we walk closely with God, and sometimes we sprint to the other side of the universe. Who among us hasn't taken a few detours into fear? Yet when we do and then come back to love, we learn, among other things, how merciful God is. There are certain words you don't truly understand until you actually experience them, and mercy is one of them. God's mercy is an active power. His angels, both visible and invisible, are present at every step of our journey, reaching out to us as we reach out to them. Whenever we are receptive to His healing is on the way. God will do His part if we do ours. As we admit the exact nature of our wrongs, making amends wherever possible, as we atone and ask God to remove our character defects, as we open our hearts to receive His daily comfort and allow Him to use us in bringing comfort to others, as we seek through prayer and meditation to both know His will for us and do His will for us, a miraculous process takes place within us. We are lifted from weak to strong. We are lifted from lack to abundance. We are lifted from pain to peace. We are lifted from fear to love. None of this happens in an instant, but over time, through the daily processes of living. In every darkened corner, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, physically, He sends His light to replace all darkness. And thus we are redeemed. There is no situation that ties His hands, and there is no person in whom He is not interested or for whom He does not have a plan for their healing. The world as we know it can be cruel indeed, but the redemptive, all-loving power of God is present in the very nature of things. Redemption. I once spoke at a seminar held for women on probation or parole in the federal justice system. Many had served time, some a long time, in prison. All of them were desperate to lead a new and different kind of life, and they came to the seminar in hopes of learning how. Before I spoke, a woman currently on parole, doing very well, told her story. I was mesmerized by her talk, which was a profound and compelling tale of redemption. Michelle had served 5 years in jail for a drug-related crime, and at the time of her sentence, her 4-year-old son was taken to live with her elderly parents. When she was released from jail, she had her child and very little else. Through an anonymous fellowship and the guidance of her probation officer, she learned slowly and meticulously how to put one foot in front of the other and build a new life. Her struggles, from the fact that the only kinds of jobs she initially could find were the lowest paying ones at which she was treated poorly, to the initial rejection by prospective employers when they saw on her application that she was a convicted felon, to her having to learn to control her anger, to her difficulties with an angry young son, were all met with a deep understanding that through the grace of God, and one day at a time, she could stay sober, she could build a life for herself, and she could avoid ever returning again to prison. In time, she entered college, learned how to succeed as a student, graduated, and then earned her master's degree in social work. As she shared her hope and strength with other women who were wounded in their souls in much the same way that she had been, the light of God, which so clearly had blessed her, extended through her to touch them as well. Michelle suffered greatly for her mistakes, but she experienced God's mercy, and she can bear witness to it now in the lives of others. Sometimes He uses our suffering to hone us, as it makes us more humble, more contrite, and more open to guidance we'd rejected before. Sometimes we come out on the other side of a dark time with an inner knowledge, some sense of the soul we didn't have before. Sometimes the fire we went through becomes our purifying agent, allowing the miracle God had planned for us to seize our hearts and make us new.